This is WSKG News. I'm Brett Jaspers. As we've been hearing, President Obama announced yesterday that he plans to tighten gun control measures using his executive authority. That move drew mixed reviews here in New York State, a state with some of the toughest gun regulations in the country. Brian Mann reports.
The first man to speak at yesterday's White House gathering was actually Mark Barton. Over the last 3 years, he's become one of the country's leading gun control activists.
On the morning of Friday, December 14th, 2012, my sweet little boy, my 7-year-old son Daniel, was among 20 first graders and 6 brave educators who were shot to death at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut.
President Obama said again yesterday that the Sandy Hook shooting changed the way he looks at gun violence. Here he is speaking to Mark Barden.
I still remember the first time we met, the time we spent together, and the conversation we had about Daniel. And that changed me that day. And my hope earnestly has been that it would change the country.
The Sandy Hook mass shooting did change the gun control landscape here in New York State, where Governor Andrew Cuomo pushed through the SAFE Act, which curbs access to military and assault-style rifles and magazines. The Republican Congress has rejected similar measures in Washington, so President Obama has announced new executive actions designed to tighten existing regulations on gun dealers while also beefing up law enforcement and background checks.
From what I've seen, it's mostly a load of nothing.
That's Jacob Reaper from Pine Plains, New York. He's vice president of the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association, a group that's filed a lawsuit hoping to roll back the SAFE Act. He says there's no tie between the wide availability of firearms in the U.S. and the recent spate of mass shootings. He thinks President Obama is trying to hoodwink the country.
Specifically, the last shooting out in California, the president was trying to talk about guns because he didn't want to talk about Islamic terrorists.
This is a common argument among gun rights activists, that President Obama and Governor Cuomo are focusing on guns rather than on problem areas like terrorism and urban violence in black neighborhoods. Ralph Hartman is treasurer of the Saranac Lake Fish and Game Club.
Chicago, New York City, L.A., the gangs, the bad guys. You take away those cities, you'll see a big drop.
Hartman says many gun owners simply no longer trust the president to enact gun control laws that don't violate their constitutional rights.
What they're afraid of is that our government or our president are going to continue to whittle away and go the way that Australia went, where they confiscated all the guns.
There's no evidence to date that Mr. Obama has embraced an agenda that includes confiscating guns, and his measures are, in fact, tested by the Supreme Court. Meanwhile, others in New York State heard the president's speech very differently, as a common-sense call to action.
It's clear from the president's remarks that state and local legislatures need to act as well.
Joanne Simon is a Democratic state assemblywoman who represents neighborhoods in Brooklyn. This week, the NRA posted an image of Simon and another lawmaker that showed bullets next to their photographs, a response to their call for new restrictions in New York on the purchase of ammunition.
I think it's disturbing. You know, it's designed to be intimidating.
But it's unlikely that New York's Republican-controlled state Senate will back any new gun regulations. Meanwhile, the SAFE Act, New York's tough gun control law, still faces legal hurdles that could go all the way to the Supreme Court. For WSKG News, I'm Brian Mann in Saranac Lake, New York.